coming up on episode number 1147. Well, for at least half of us here in the country, in the U.S., we need some healing. The healing must begin. And I can think of no better way than with the power of music. Music heals all wounds, doesn't it? Right? And in keeping with the election theme, which probably some of us would like to put behind us and move on, move forward, how about a tribute to presidents not named Donald? Covers that are both directly and very indirectly related to presidents of the United States, both past. Well, past. it is episode number one. What am I telling you? It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Boy, you're gone 1 week and you forget how to do a podcast. Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, November 9th, 2016. My name is Brian Ebbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, a special post-election edition of Coverville. Basically paying tribute to presidents from long ago and not so long ago, but none of them named Donald. We'll just put that right out there right now. And as you listen to these, it's kind of a game, right? You got to figure out, all right, what is the connection to presidents in this song? Whether it's in the title, it's in the performing artist, the artist being covered, or something else. I think you'll get a kick out of playing along with this. Let's start with a fairly easy one. This one's actually related to two presidents, kind of surprisingly. The first one, George Washington, because the band name is Washington. And it's a cover of the Fleetwood Mac song Don't Stop from the soundtrack to the film The Boy Castaways from 2013. Here is Washington and a song played at President Clinton's inauguration, if I remember correctly. Here is Don't Stop.
Thinking about tomorrow, don't stop. It'll soon be. It'll be better than before. Yesterday's gone. Yesterday's gone. Ooh, don't you love her? Ooh, don't you
words fall through me and always. them their men will play themselves out. Take their sinking boat and point it home. We've still got time. Raise your hopeful voice. You had a choice. You'll make it now.
And they got so fast. that you just don't know.
Can you tell me?
You say you can, but you just don't know.
Can you tell me?
Which flowers are gonna grow? Is it gonna be a daisy or a rose? Ba-dum, dum, dum, dum,
ba.
Bradley and Postmodern Jukebox with a cover of Hanson's Mmbop, that one from their most recent release, Squad Goals, which is excellent, as are all of the Scott Bradley albums. They are really, really good. And the connection is, yeah, Lady Brains in the chat room got it. It's because two of the brothers in the band are named Zachary and Taylor, and them along with their brother Isaac make up the Hanson Brothers. Now, beer makers, once pop stars. This is Mmbop by Scott Bradley in Postmodern Jukebox. Before that, the song Falling Slowly, performed originally by Glenn Hansard and Markita Glova for the film and the play Once. That version right there comes from the Boca 2012 Best of College a cappella and was performed by the James Madison University Exit 245 a cappella band. Before that, Eight to the Bar with a cover of White Rabbit, that one from their 2005 album, You Call This Swing, originally done by Jefferson Airplane. And we start off with Washington and a cover of Don't Stop, that one from the soundtrack to the film The Boy Castaways, and a song originally done by Fleetwood Mac. That version right there, soundtrack came out in 2013. All right, we're going to get to some more of the music in just a moment. But before we get to that, let's tell you about the Amazon listener purchase. I'm sorry, the Coverville listener purchase of the week. Amazon's got you covered with the listener purchase of the week. I really looked for something. You know, I thought, all right, well, maybe there's Xanax or... or blinders or something that could get us by that'd be kind of comically related. However, I did find something that was fun, and this actually goes along with a really cool piece of trivia. This is an object. Somebody bought something in the last week, an object that didn't exist until just a few years ago in that form, but it's something that's been around for decades, and I'm talking about a stapler, something that was invented, you know, I believe back in the 40s or 50s, maybe even earlier than that, because you see all those old war documents with staples up in the corner. But up until recently, Swingline did not offer a red variety, and someone in the past week bought a Swingline stapler, the 747 Business 25 sheet capacity in Rio Red, all thanks to Office Space. Well, thanks in part to Office Space, also thanks in part to Amazon and the Coverville links you find to Amazon, because when you use those links, it takes you to Amazon from the Coverville website. And anything you add to your cart, whether it's a red stapler or whatever else you need to come in on a Saturday morning and work, you can find all that stuff over there at Amazon. Anything you add to your cart and pay for, at that point, Coverville gets a little bit of a commission for it. So check it out, right? It's all one of the many ways that Amazon's got you covered. Make sure to stop at Coverville. Use any of the banners that you find either on the homepage or on the links that you find on the episode pages, or just go to coverville.com/Amazon. Type that in your browser and boom, it's going to take you right where you need to go. It's Amazon, and Amazon has got you covered. All right, I hope you're enjoying this game of what's the connection to the presidents. I'm going to tell you this next one, pretty easy. And not only is it connected to one president, it's actually connected to two presidents. Again, very obviously. Originally done by Dion in the 60s, it was covered very shortly thereafter by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles and included on a 2004 compilation called Steal This Record, a collection of songs of protest. Here is the song Abraham, Martin, and John, which of course pays tribute to both Lincoln and Kennedy. Here's Abraham, Martin, and John by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles.
Anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? Oh, he freed a lot of people, but the good.
Chain lightning frightened as it may seem.
he'll go down in the shelter lane. Look out, Cleveland. Storm's coming through, and it's riding right up on you. Look out, Houston. There'll be thunder on the hill. Bye bye, baby, don't you lie so still. Hiding your money won't do you no good. No good. Build a big wall, I know that you would if you could. When the clouds are warning, come into view. It'll get that woman right out of her shoes. Look out.
In a week, I bet you think you're pretty clever, don't you, boy? Flying on your motorcycle, watching all the world beneath you drop. You'd kill yourself for recognition, kill yourself to never ever stop. You broke another mirror, you're turning into something you are not. Don't leave me high, don't leave me dry, don't leave me high, don't leave me dry. Drying up in conversation, you will be the one who cannot talk. Insides fall to pieces, you just sit there wishing you could still make love. They're the ones who hate you when you think you got the world all sussed out. Oh, they're the ones who spit at you, you will be the one screaming out. Don't leave me high, don't leave me dry. You've ever, ever had. It's the best thing that you've ever had. The best thing you have had is gone away. Don't leave me high. Don't leave me dry.
songs, and he likes to sing along, and he likes to shoot his gun.
Gotten it from the voice on that one. That is Nirvana's In Bloom, covered by the band Hoover Phonic. Yes, of course, Herbert Hoover reference right there. The Covers of Nirvana mixtape is where you can find that one. It was a 2008 download from the website Art is Music. You can actually still get it. It's, what is the actual, I'm sorry, Music is Art. Had it backwards. Musicisart.ws, and it is a, the album is a free download from that website. Of course, you'll find a link in the show notes to where you can get your hands on that one. Before that, you heard High and Dry, another performing artist connection there. Roosevelt Dime is the band that did that one. You'll find it on their album Crooked Roots, of course, a cover of the song by Radiohead. Jackie Green with a cover of the band's Lookout Cleveland, Grover Cleveland reference right there. Endless Highway, the music of the band, a tribute to the band that came out in 2007. And Smokey Robinson and the Miracles covering Dion's Abraham, Martin, and John, referencing both Lincoln and Kennedy, from the compilation Steal This Record, a collection of songs of protest. All right, here's another easy one. This one comes from their album Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables, originally done by Elvis Presley, written by Doc Pomus, and released by this group in 1980. Here's Viva Las Vegas by the Dead Kennedys.
Money lost. boyfriend's in a coma. I know it's serious. Like a BB in a boxcar. Yeah, well, don't blame me. Blame the writer of this song, Morrissey. Yeah, don't blame me. Blame Morrissey. You know that fruitcake that sings in the Smith? Don't blame me. Blame Morrissey. Oh, he's celibate. Yeah, well, I'm Mojo Nixon and the anti-Morrissey. Anti-Morrissey, can't you see? Can't you see that I am the anti-Morrissey? Ah, 'cause I'm a meat eater. Hey, I like my meat, and I like it sweet, and I like to get laid, and I always get paid. Hey, Morrissey, kiss my big hairy butt. Girlfriend in a coma, I know. Pretty sure, Doc, she's not going to come out of it. Okay, thanks.
I wonder to myself. Dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow the star. No matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right, without question or pause, to be willing to pass into hell for a heavenly cause. I know if I'll only be true to the glorious quest, that my heart lies peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. And the world will be better for you. That one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strong with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable star. This is my
originally done by Joe Darian, and the score of Man of La Mancha, of course, covered by Frank Sinatra. You'll find that on the Love album from 1992 by the band Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine. Yes, it is The Impossible Dream. Before that, because I couldn't decide, we did two Smiths covers by two different artists with the name Nixon. Tricky Nixon did Panic from the 10 from 10 album. It was a tribute in 2004 where new Manchester artists covered old Manchester artists. Really, really cool compilation. Really cool idea, too, for a compilation. Before that, Mojo Nixon and Girlfriend in a Coma. Let me just state for the record that the views of Mojo Nixon are not shared in this case by the views, or do not share the views of Coverville Meat and all related enterprises. Mojo Nixon, who does not like Morrissey, doing a cover of Girlfriend in a Coma. That one from their album Whereabouts Unknown, which was recently remastered in 2005. Dead Kennedys at the top of that set with a cover of Viva Las Vegas. That one from their 1980 album, Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables, originally written by Doc Pomus, of course covered very famously, or recorded, I should say, very famously by Elvis Presley for a movie of the same name. All right, we've got one last set of music, and we're going to kind of veer off from presidents specifically to presidents in a general term about halfway through the set. Before we get to that, though, or before we get to that halfway mark, of course, we've got to do a couple more presidents. These are the Lounge Doctors with a cover of Everything Zen. This is from the 2011 album called Desert Island Songs. Everything Zen, originally by the band Bush.
Thanks. headed to Seattle, promotion sickness on the road. Taking it home to rock out for the kids. Dropped a tranny, jumped a railroad, then went through a music store. If you want to buy a van, we're taking bids.
And the devil shivered in his sleeping bag. Said traveling on the road is such a drag. If we make it home by Friday, we can brag. And the devil shivered in his sleeping bag.
Just got back from Austin, Ron and Gaio done it all. Funky Weasels there for all the world to see. Lord, I hear an angel strumming in a bar under the stars.
Junior Brown, pick for me. And the devil shivered in his sleeping bag. Said traveling on the road is such a drag. If we make it home by Friday, we can brag. And the devil shivered in his sleeping bag.
Washington came first and he was perfect. John Adams kept us out of war with France. Jefferson made Louisiana Purchase. In 1812 James Madison kicked the British in the pants. James Monroe told Europe they could suck it. John Quincy Adams looked just like his dad. Andrew Jackson got rid of all the Indians. Van Buren served one term but he wasn't bad. William Henry Harrison died early. John Tyler annexed Texas from Mexico. James K. Polk fought Mexico to keep it. Taylor was a Mexican war hero. Fillmore gave a boat to Commodore Perry. Pierce repealed the Missouri Compromise. Buchanan saw the Civil War's beginnings. Lincoln saved the Union, then he died. Johnson just survived impeachment. General Grant enjoyed a drink or two. Rutherford B. Hayes ended Reconstruction. Garfield was assassinated in 1882. Arthur suspended Chinese immigration. Cleveland made the railroad people squirm. Harrison signed the Sherman Antitrust Act. Grover Cleveland served another term. McKinley kicked the Spanish out of Cuba. Roosevelt was handy with a gun. Taft was big and fat and had a mustache. Wilson kicked some ass in World War I. Harding said let's laissez-faire with business. Coolidge made the roaring 20s roar. Hoover screwed the pooch in the Great Depression. Roosevelt beat the Nazis in the war. Truman dropped a bomb on Hiroshima. Eisenhower kept the commies well in hand. Kennedy was killed by a magic bullet. Johnson murdered kids in Vietnam. Nixon was a sweating, filthy liar. Ford gave Nixon pardon for his crimes. Carter lusted in his heart for peanuts. Reagan won the Cold War and lost his mind.
George Bush Sr. poked at Saddam Hussein. Clinton gave an intern a cigar. W's legacy is a work in progress. That is all the presidents so far. In the year 2005, we're out of money. Somewhere surely freedom's on the march. I don't like to make political statements.
Had to include that one because not only does it go through all the presidents from Washington all the way to W, but it also does feature a little bit of a cover of Hail to the Chief by James Sanderson. So it fits, people. Don't argue with me. 2006 is when Jonathan Coulton released that as part of Thing a Week 3. He actually released it during the week in 2005 when it came out, but you'll find it on the compilation Thing a Week 3. Those Thing a Week albums are fantastic and worth picking up. Absolutely, all of them. Before that, the Presidents of the United States of America. You knew they'd be part of the show, right? With a cover of Willie Nelson's Devil in a Sleeping Bag, that one from a tribute to Willie Nelson called Twisted Willie, which came out in 2007. Hazy Dreams featuring George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic. Yep, there's the connection right there. With a cover of Voodoo Child Slight Return by Jimi Hendrix. That one on an album called Not Just a Jimi Hendrix Tribute. From back in 2005, and the Lounge Doctors, covering Everything Zen originally by Bush. Apply it to whichever one you want, W or HW, doesn't matter. That one from their album Desert Island Songs, or a compilation, I should say, called Desert Island Songs from 2011. And that, whew, is going to bring us to the end. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for your suggestions, your ideas, your requests, all that stuff. Of course, patrons, if you're a patron, you get access to the Facebook feed, the Coverville Citizens Facebook feed, where I let you know about upcoming episodes of the show so you guys can make contributions, suggestions, ideas, all that stuff. All you have to do is become a patron at any level, I believe. Just go to patreon.com/Coverville. Of course, all that money goes right back into the show. And we're printing up some bumper stickers this month to send out to patrons, along with prints and t-shirts and all that stuff that that you guys got coming. So if you are either a Coverville citizen through the old method or the Patreon method, then look for goodies coming to you very, very soon if you haven't already gotten them. Some of you have already gotten them, and thank you for getting them. All right, we'll be back with another episode next week. Until then, this is Brian Emmett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frogpant Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, they'll always hail the chief.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.